This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Bryan Cranston's doing all right as an actor. He's been on Broadway and movies and television. He's got 4 Emmys and a Tony. Walter White, his role in Breaking Bad, is among the most iconic in recent television history. But all of that has come in just about the last 10 years. Before that, he worked his way up. Commercials and soap operas, a part on Seinfeld, and then his big break, Malcolm in the Middle. His new book, it's called A Life in Parts, is all about those parts, but also about how he does what he does. We had Bryan Cranston in the studio the other day, and I asked him to start by reading a paragraph from the very first chapter of the book. Here you go.
I don't mean to make it sound high-flown. It's not. It's discipline and repetition and failure and perseverance and dumb luck and blind faith and devotion. It's showing up when you don't feel like it, when you're exhausted and you think you can't go on. Transcendent moments come when you've laid the groundwork and you're open to the moment. They happen when you do the work. In the end, it's about the work.
It is literally that line at the end of the book. You talk about doing the work for the LBJ play on Broadway and how you didn't think you were going to make it until opening night, and you said it was about the work. This entire book is about deciding you want to do this work, this acting work.
I guess it is. I didn't actually realize that that would be the foundation of it when I started writing it. I was just intending to share some of the stories, or many of the stories, that I've told for years that have happened in my life.
And there are stories, by and large, about the work you did to do the work, too. I mean, you talk about and the pride you take in that work. You talk about killing chickens, but selling the eggs when you were a kid at your grandparents' farm. Kinds of stuff.
Yes, but it was one of those things where, through a challenging childhood, I think I was heading down a road that wasn't so advantageous. I was even dubbed the name Sneaky Pete by my family because, as a youngster, I would look for opportunities to avoid responsibility and accountability, you know, looking for shortcuts all the time. And at some point, it kind of clicked in with me that if I just spent all this time and attention and effort towards actually doing the work rather than trying to avoid the work, I'd be better off. And it turned out that that was a very thankful thing that I found because it worked for me.
You mentioned your challenging childhood, and I don't want to get all deep and heavy here, and I want to give people a reason to buy this book, but how much do you think your childhood, which involved a father who left, with whom you later reunited, and a mother who had her hands full, how much did that lead you to becoming an actor?
Well, my mother and father met in the late 40s in an acting class in Hollywood. As soon as they got together and it was hot and heavy and they quickly got married because that's what you did in those days. And my mother gave up her work as an actress so that she can be a housewife and a mother. Actually, in her later years, she regretted that decision to be so devoted that, you know, the modern woman could do both. My father was an actor who had his ups and downs, a lot of downs. I did a commercial with him that he directed and produced for the United Way when I was 7 years old, and I knew then there was something very special about storytelling. And it doesn't matter if you're 2 or 92, you still want to be told a story. And I think from an early age it was something that I was drawn to. I just didn't know how to put it into action until later on.
Well, it took a while, right? You go on this epic motorcycle ride with your brother, a couple of years, literally around the country, and you're stuck. Where were you, like Virginia or something, in the rain for a couple of days?
Yes, I was on the beautiful Blue Ridge Parkway in Virginia at this time, and it started to rain really hard. And we didn't know exactly where we were, so it could be 30, 40 miles before a town or something, and it was really pouring. So we got off onto a little bypass road and went down toward a creek where there was a picnic area. And there we stayed until the rain stopped. And we thought it would be a day. No, it turned out to be 6 days. And within those 6 days, in order not to go stir crazy, I was reading a compilation book of plays and I was reading Ibsen's Hedda Gabler at the time. And I remember when I finished the book, I was in an odd position. I was leaning toward the only light source in that compound. And what I recognized is that I missed the transition from day to dusk to night. I've never experienced that unless I was sleeping. Hmm. And I realized that it was the power of storytelling that took me away. At 22 years old, I had this epiphany at that moment that I would attempt to do something that I loved, which was acting, and try to become good at it as opposed to doing something that I might be good at, but I didn't love. Hmm. And that was my decision.
I will confess here that I am probably the only person in this entire country who has never seen a single minute of Breaking Bad.
That's all right.
Well, thank you for saying that. I was a little nervous, but I figured I had to fess up. You knew as soon as you read that pilot script from Vince Gilligan that Walter White was your guy.
It was an unbelievable pilot. It was a storytelling that I've never really seen before about this, the plight of this really good guy who was eventually going to become a really bad guy. And I didn't know if it was possible. And frankly, Vince Gilligan didn't know it was possible either. We had conversations to that effect. I said, are you really going to be able to do this? And he said, well, I don't know. I'm going to try. We'll see if they'll let me. Sweet, in his sweet, gentlemanly Virginia tone. But we were willing to give it a shot. And we're happy to say that we feel it did work.
Bryan Cranston, the memoir is called A Life in Parts. Bryan, thanks a lot. I enjoyed it.
Thank you, Kai.
We went about 20 minutes, Bryan and I did. It was a pretty good chat. You can hear the rest of it and read an excerpt of the book as well at marketplace.org.